Bruce Dale. He is the professor of chemical engineering and materials science at Michigan State University. Thanks so much for being with us, Bruce. How are you?
Well, thank you. Appreciate the chance to talk with you.
Well, biofuels, an interesting topic to talk about, and you received a substantial new grant to work with biofuel. Talk about that.
Well, the grant is to Michigan Biotechnology Institute, or MBI, and Michigan State. I'm involved in the grant, but it's actually led by Dr. Doug Gage of the University Administration. But the grant is to scale up a process that I invented and to try to see if it has commercial viability. We think it does, but this is the first chance we've had to really test on a large scale. So the idea is to use basically really hot, really concentrated ammonia. Think about hot, concentrated Windex to break open plant cell walls so we can use the sugars to make fuels like ethanol.
Tell us about the grant itself. How much is it, and how soon will you be able to implement that into your studies?
It's $4.3 million, and we hope to be able to start the project within about a month, maybe a month and a half, depending on how fast the paperwork can get signed.
Bruce, for folks who don't know much about biofuel, give us the gist of it.
Sure. Biofuel is basically any liquid fuel made from plant matter. Ethanol from corn, grain, or ethanol from sugar, cane, or biodiesel from vegetable oils. And in this case, what we're trying to do is make much larger amounts of fuels from non-food plant materials. We're talking about grasses, straws, wood chips, all that, what we call cellulosic materials, or it might be easier to think of it as grassoline, because literally we can make it from grasses.
Bruce, tell us about your invention. How did you know you had something? How long did it take?
This will be discouraging to any witness out there, but I originally came up with the basic idea 30 years ago, and the idea is to use, as I said, very hot, concentrated ammonia. This is basically the ingredient in Windex, and use it to break open plant cell walls. Mother Nature's designed the cell wall structure of trees and grasses and so forth so that they resist degradation. But there's a lot of sugar locked up there. And we use this hot concentrated ammonia to break open the plant cell walls so that they can be digested to sugars, and then these sugars can be converted into biofuels.
What was the breakthrough for you?
Well, it was it's engineering. It's not so much science. You have to kind of think backwards. I had just finished a doctorate where I used another chemical, set of chemicals, to break open plant cell walls, but they were difficult to recover and somewhat toxic. And so I said, well, I need a chemical and I need high temperature. What is easy to recover? And ammonia, because it's so volatile, it evaporates easily, is about the most easy to recover chemical you can think of, and that's what I did, and that was, I say, 30 years ago, and I've worked on it ever since. But just in the last few years, particularly because of the interaction here with these folks, really capable folks at MBI, we've been able to make big strides in commercializing it.
Most of us know a lot of work goes into research projects like this. How'd it make you feel when you finally figured out, wow, this could work?
It's a great feeling. And I think for an academic like myself, an engineer, an academic, to think of something that we've invented and put so much effort to actually see it, now have a chance to go out into the world and actually make the world a better place, it's really exciting.
All right. So what's next now? You've got this grant money. What do you need to do next? Obviously, you need to figure out a way how to produce this on a mass scale.
Yeah, the next step is to do what we call an engineering scale facility, and this will allow us to answer questions about cost, about scale-up capability, about the properties of the material. It turns out this material also has value as an animal feed, and so we're going to test its value as an animal feed. And this fits into what we call an idea of doing a lot of the processing for this emerging cellulosic biofuel or grassoline industry, do that processing on a more local basis so local communities and rural areas can benefit economically. And so we're going to answer a bunch of the economic questions and get it ready so that large-scale commercial partners can take it and make it work in the real world.
All right. If everything works out the way you thought a few years from now, what are we going to be looking at?
Well, what we'll look at, I mean, we consume about 200 billion gallons a year of petroleum-based, mostly petroleum-based fuels in this country. So any change is going to take time. it's but we have to get started. We have to get over our oil addiction. We have to start making fuels that have better environmental properties and that are less costly. And we think that the gasoline, the cellulose-based materials can do that. And so we're on our way. You know, we start getting the industry going. There is actually a lot happening already. We're part of, much larger effort to do this. But we think this particular invention has a lot of advantages and a lot of ability to be applied that will make it very useful out in this world.
All right, Bruce. My kids and I were talking about this interview, and my 7-year-old said, "Dad, I can't wait to use some gasoline." I guess that would be the fulfillment of your dream to be actually pumping that out at a gas station somewhere.
Yes, that's right. It is.
All right, Bruce, thanks so much for your time.
You bet. I appreciate the chance to talk.